My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Belinda, who's trying to scam Michael, gives her opinion on Davin. So listen and enjoy.
So Michael goes, yeah, I was going through some of our messages, and there were times she or someone would say something totally off the wall that wasn't in the conversation, so that has got me thinking now. Yeah, they had a shift change.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I go, that is most likely she was talking to several people at once, or somebody else was posing as her. It happened a few times to Davin. The one thing he never understood was, he told her he was going to send her money, and he was just waiting for the divorce to settle. The day before it settled, she revealed who she really was. That has always bothered him.
Yeah.
And it did us for months, but I think we've all agreed it was just a mess up.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a costly mess up.
It had to be.
Yeah. Somebody got their ass reamed for that.
Yeah.
And not in the delicious way.
Mm.
He goes, Michael goes, yeah, I'm not sure. I would have to read it again. But I'm not sure she mentioned why she did. I haven't contacted Dennis yet about Mavis, but I did send a friend request to Mavis, and she wrote back, do we know each other? But I haven't done anything with it yet. A scammer being cautious.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Do we know each other?
Joey writes, Mavis and Belinda know each other very well. If you listen to the shows, you will see that. Davin scared Mavis. She asked if he was a murderer or a wizard, LOL. I bet she hates Davin's guts. Some would argue a little bit of both. My daughter would not argue wizard. I would have to be like a Potter wizard, and I don't got that type of skills. Michael goes, LOL, do you have a pic of them together? I would like to see it for myself. Belinda hasn't blocked me yet, nor not sure about Mavis. I go, I would have to get it from Davin. I do not have it. He goes, okay, Belinda said she thought you were Davin posing as someone else to get at her.
Oh, wait, Michael said that?
What was that?
Michael said Belinda thought that GV was Davin posing as someone else to get at her. Takes one to know one.
Yeah, really.
I can play your reindeer games. Yeah.
She's on to you, though.
You can't say she's stupid.
No, we never did. Let me get Tuttle back in the picture.
Yeah, really.
Remember Tuttle? William Tuttle? I think that's who it was.
Oh, yes.
Talking to her both as me as fucking that guy. JV goes, why would he have to get at her? He does not hate her. Why can't we be friends?
Why can't we be friends?
Why can't we be friends?
Michael goes, not sure. Let me read it again. I might be wording it wrong. JV goes, if she wanted to talk to him tomorrow, he would talk to her. Did you do all this on video chat or writing? He goes, writing. JV goes, so she mentioned Davin without you saying his name. He had warned others in the past, but he is not in a while. He helped a few, but many ignored him. So then this is from Prisca/Belinda. I told him the truth and showed him what I look like, so he knows what I look like. The pics, this is Michael sending this to me. The pics I gave you were just for you. I took different ones in the same dress. I don't know about marriage. He asked me to marry him. The guy was a porn writer and wanted us to write some. Also, I'm the asshole.
I don't want to marry this guy who writes porn.
The guy was a porn writer and wanted me to write some.
Like I'm a scumbag all of a sudden.
Yeah, he wanted to get the white out. I don't want to deal with that
you
guy.
You are a scumbag.
She wanted to marry me, and she wanted to write porn with me.
But you were
she wanted money.
But you were a self-admitted scumbag.
Fake Davin, yeah.
Fake Davin's conflicted and has many sides. He's a good father. He didn't like it when the porn stars were fucking around with his daughter's shit.
Well, yeah.
He was not pleased when they used the fairy wings in the ping pong table,
but
Joe.
You were just a crazy scumbag, suicidal and stuff like that.
No crazier than any of the real of us. Just with different abilities and talents.
Are you into black magic, Joe? I knew that.
I, you know, Joe said somebody put a curse on him, and I asked Joe if he wanted me to take care of this. He didn't respond.
Maybe it's the voodoo curse why I don't feel well. All right.
Could be. You should consulting your pal. Mm. A little bit more respect. I'm a wizard.
Somebody put the maloik on you?
The maloik.
Oh, you think my wife told me she put a voodoo curse on. Had a voodoo curse.
Yeah, it started from the moment she said I do.
Yes.
She did?
Yeah.
She said it before she volunteered to drive you to the doctor or after?
Yeah, before.
Before?
Yeah.
We
were fighting 2 weeks ago. She said she put a voodoo curse on.
Tom said he figured that you were going to give her a ride to the morgue.
Yeah.
Let's see. But he wanted us to write. He asked me to marry him. The guy was a porn writer. Wanted us to write some, but I turned him down because we had done that in the past and didn't think it was good doing it. I blocked him because I found out he was still married and just wanted to use and dump me.
Wow!
Boy, that is that's like lying on every level.
That's shocking for a scammer.
They loved writing the porn.
Yeah.
They wrote most of it.
Yes.
They wanted to get married. You left no intention. All right, here's the key thing. No intention. She just said he was going to leave me. What was that line? I want you to read that last line.
I blocked him because I found out he was still married and just wanted to use and dump me. She knew I was married the whole time.
She was about to get the money.
Yeah.
She was about to get the money.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
You go back to the clips. The clips are up already, and the ones that are coming up. We had a whole discussion on why she made this change. We discussed it for about 5 minutes. She was about to get the money. Why? Why did she change her name? And now she sits and says he was going to dump her. You were nowhere. You had gave no intention that you were going to dump her at all.
No, it killed the bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and that's even cementing it even more.
Yeah.
I know what makes good radio.
Yeah.
I don't often bring it to the show.
We always do it.
But yeah, but I know.
this is all real. She's lying.
My word, Joe. How dare she?
That it is real.
Shocking.
She's lying.
Yes.
Based on, I mean, just on the whole script, you know, so it's amazing. And also reinforcing what he said, it's good that he asked him to get ask her.
Wait. It's good that JV asked Michael to ask.
That's good that JV asked Michael to ask
Belinda
to get that opinion, because now you're getting the honey bunch. I would not. No, you're getting the unbiased opinion.
Yeah.
So that was a good move to find out.
To find out what she was really thinking, or what she's telling people
thought. Yeah, we know what she's thinking. Yeah. She was madly in love with fake David.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn it, maybe.
She's madly in love with his about-to-be money.
She made animal love to me. She cared.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.